SBS Radio.
Australia still jails children as young as 10 years of age. For years, pressure has been mounting to lift the age of criminal responsibility. Keenan Mundine has spent almost half his life in and out of prison. He grew up in poverty and lost both his parents by the age of 7.
There was always that little boy in me that just wanted to be safe, that wanted food in the fridge, that wanted the electricity on, that wanted a family.
He was removed from his family and community, and by age 14, he was arrested for stealing.
That was the beginning of my lengthy battle, you know, with crime and drugs and mental health. And it kept me in that vicious cycle for more than half of my life.
He's now 33, and the Waka Waka and Biripi man has turned his life around. Through his non-profit, Deadly Connections, he and his wife Carly, a Wiradjuri woman, is now offering a lifeline he didn't have and speaking out on behalf of others still suffering in the system. Noongar woman Roxanne Moore from the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services says it's a policy that disproportionately impacts Indigenous children.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids are being criminalised for things like stealing a chocolate frog or bread. We know that it's related to the disadvantage that our kids experience, and it's the most vulnerable, really young children that are getting trapped in the quicksand of the justice system.
According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, in the last year, there were almost 600 children aged 10 to 13 in detention. More than 60% were Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders. Nationally, young Indigenous people are locked up at a rate 17 times higher than non-Indigenous children. In the Northern Territory, that rate is 43 times higher. Larrakia woman Charlena Mask is a senior lawyer from the Human Rights Law Centre.
So it's not about Aboriginal kids out there committing more crimes. There's systemic factors, even bias and discrimination in the application of the system.
Dr. Mick Creedy is a paediatrician and spokesperson for the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. He says incarcerating children at the age of 10 is damaging, and the medical evidence backs it up.
Latest neuroscience shows clearly that the human brain is not fully developed until about the age of 25 years. We're criminalising the behaviours of children that we now understand are fully explainable by their immature brain development.
He says children may also be suffering from pre-existing trauma or a disability like fetal alcohol spectrum disorder.
We have a clear choice of whether we see these children as vulnerable and manage them with a vulnerable children's framework, or whether we see them as criminal.
Roxanne Moore says research shows once children are detained, many end up staying in the system.
Once kids come into the justice system at an early age, they're far more likely to be locked up as an adult, so it can be a life sentence.
Australia has been criticised by the United Nations for having one of the lowest ages of criminal responsibility, but public pressure is growing for the nation's leaders to lift the age from 10 to 14. Last year, Attorney General Christian Porter says he was confident the current system was working well, but the Council of Attorney Generals noted there is strong interest in lifting the age. Keenan Mundine is one of those leading the charge for change and took his fight to the United Nations 2 years ago.
This council should demand that Australia governments raise the age of criminal responsibility. All Indigenous children deserve what I was denied: equality and freedom.
And last year, Arunta Ngawa boy Duan Hussan was just 12 years old, the youngest person to address the Human Rights Council to call for change. Those who work with Indigenous youth, like Keenan Mundine's wife, Carly Stanley, says it's vital that First Nations people steer the conversation.
The solutions need to come from our community and not from the government, because it hasn't worked. But, you know, a feed in a game and having someone to talk to, sometimes that's what they need.
And having been there, it's a goal Keenan Mundine is committed to achieving.
And we can, you know, heal together, and we can heal these young people and let them grow up to be whoever they want to be, not tell them who they can be or who they can't be.
Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.